Hello and welcome to the 6th episode of the RP Rookies podcast. In this episode, I am going to share some of my personal experiences as a RPA developer and experiences that I have learned from the people that I have met in my network. Today, we are going to talk about the 5 mistakes to avoid as a RPA developer. This is going to be the part 1. I am going to make more part where there will be more other mistakes that you should avoid as a RPA developer. So, let's get started. The first mistake that you should avoid as an RPA developer is making assumptions. Many times I have seen developers making assumptions during the development when they find some information missing in the documentation or during discussion. This, in major of the cases, leads to a critical issue during UAT or during the testing phase. Therefore, a developer should avoid making any assumptions and should ask questions when some information is missing to avoid any other critical issues. Now, the second one is going to be not speaking up. Many developers that I have worked with or I know don't speak about the issues just because they are scared that their project manager, solution architect or team lead might think that they are incapable of doing some things. No, I don't believe that at all. But by not speaking, you keep your seniors in an impression that everything is good at your end and you are taking more time than required for a particular thing. So speak up about your problems and the issues that you face. The third one is ignoring the documentation. Even though a developer is not involved during documentation, business analyst do that or solutions architect do that, but it is very important to read and understand every section of each of the documents, be it PDD, HDD, technical design, business requirement, etc. for the project. This will help you build your skills to understand technical documents. You can be put any time into such situations where you have to understand a document and explain to your teammates. So, you should not ignore documentation even though you are not involved in the phase when you create it, but yes, that's how you prepare yourself for future. Now, the fourth one is going to be not realizing importance of reusability. A very important mistake that every developer should avoid, be it any tool you are working on. Always understand the importance of reusability in the context of the automation that you are building. Try to identify the parts of the automation which can be reused or which can be developed in a modular method, having reusability and scalability in mind. Now, the fifth one, that is, I believe, again, a very important mistake that you should avoid as an RPA developer, and this is an art that I believe. So it's going to be understanding the art of debugging. Developers should not consider debugging just as a feature of any tool, right? We have different features of debugging in different tools, in automation, anywhere, in UiPath, in Blue Prism. But what I believe is, or what I have received advice from my seniors, from solution architects that I have worked with, that the way you debug a code says a lot about you as a developer. So for example, in context of UiPath we will talk right now, someone might put 10 log messages or message box for debugging an issue in UAT, whereas other developer who has mastered the art of debugging will use breakpoints, locals panel, immediate panel. If you are a UiPath developer, you might understand these terms, but yeah, even you can Google it or relate to it any other tool. So person who has understood the art of debugging will use this particular features to debug the code and not log messages and message box. So these were the 5 mistakes that you should avoid as an RPA developer, something that I have learned from my personal experience as well. I'll just reiterate through the points. The very first one was making assumptions, not speaking up, ignoring documentation, not realizing importance of reusability, and understanding the art of debugging. Thank you for listening to the complete podcast. See you in the next episode.